Welcome to the Muscle Expert Podcast with Ben Pakulski, one of the world's top professional bodybuilders, an expert on human performance and mindset mastery. Ben dives deep to deliver the strategies of the top experts to upgrade your body, mind, muscle, strength, performance, biochemistry, and how to become the upgraded modern man. Join us on BenPakulski.com to learn the cutting-edge techniques to take control of your body, your brain, and create your greatest life.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Ben Pakulski here, the host of the Muscle Expert Podcast. And this episode is brought to you by the MI40 Nation. What would muscle building be without the MI40 Nation? Your home of exercise execution and intelligent hypertrophy. It's also brought to you by Gasp and Better Bodies, the best place in the world to find training gear that looks amazing. On today's episode, we have the inventor and creator of one of the coolest technologies I've come across in the last 5 years. Coolest as well as being most useful and applicable. And I know you guys are very into how to optimize your performance, how to optimize your recovery. This technology itself gives you massive insight into probably the number one most important factor in optimizing recovery. And we went to the creator himself. Why not go to the horse's mouth? And we have this gentleman's name is Pateri. He is the creator of the Aura Ring. Sir, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much. It's great pleasure to be here, Ben.
I'm very excited about your technology, and I'm very honored to have you as a guest, and my listeners will be so excited to hear about this stuff. So I've made a couple posts about the ring and how I've been really tracking everything in my life lately. I do my hormone profiles once a week, and I see how it changes, and I'm doing no hormonal assistance and seeing how I can actually, you know, quote-unquote, hack my testosterone. And I honestly don't have any data on how important sleep is, but I'm sure you do. But what I notice is just a massive difference in my cognitive function, my sex drive, and especially my performance. And I'm so in tune with my body. If I miss 15 to 20 minutes, I feel different. And this thing allows me to track, this thing being the Aura Ring, allows me to track how much deep sleep, how much REM sleep, how much light sleep, when I woke up, if I didn't realize I woke up, and exactly how much sleep I get. On top of that, another thing that I thought was really intriguing was the resting heart rate, which is so useful in preparedness for exercise. So I'd like to get into the conversation about, even though taking a few steps back, how you started down this path, like why you got excited about a technology around sleep. First and foremost, before we go anywhere else.
Yeah, one of the main drivers in the beginning when we started creating this solution was that we wanted to create something very meaningful for people, kind of a method and a tool for people to understand how they can recover from their daily mental and physical strain. So I have background in, for example, chronic diseases management and prevention, developing systems, IT systems there, and also in that context, I started to kind of investigate deeper into the details that why people develop chronic diseases. And that was kind of one of the driving forces there behind. But also in our everyday life, when we age, we have some backgrounds in doing athletics and being high performing in whatever we are willing to do in our lives. But in some phase, we start to notice that we don't recover well enough from those things, and not so quickly as we used to. So we kind of became intrigued about finding out the best possible solution and simple to use solution for people to understand uniquely that how my body is responding to my lifestyle and how I could improve from where I am. So what are those small things in my daily choices that help me improve not only my physical but also mental performance?
The reality is, since the beginning of time, we've needed 8 hours a day. We've needed one third of our life to recover from day-to-day trivial activities. And now our day-to-day activities are so much more stimulating, so much more stressful, so much more inflammatory. I truthfully believe sleep to be even more important now than it's ever been, because if you're really pushing the envelope as far as stress and performance during the day, stress becomes, or sleep becomes, the number one most important driving factor. And a lot of my audience is really looking to be world class. They're looking to be exceptional. They're looking to make the most of every minute of their day. I really believe sleep to be the most important thing. Is that what you found in your study of chronic disease? Like, what were the driving factors? Because obviously, chronic disease is kind of the antithesis of what we are, but at the same time, it's probably one of the best indicators of where people are making the biggest mistakes.
Yes, exactly. So the biggest driver there behind the chronic diseases is that those people develop an imbalance between load and recovery in their lives.
Yep.
Basically, the main function the imbalance affects is the hormonal balance, and that starts to drive your body to even deeper into the imbalance in the internal organs' functionalities, like how your liver is providing the energy and doing its things, and all the internal organs, how they interplay, and so on. If you get chronic disease, that's very far in the journey of being imbalanced in your life and with your lifestyle. And we found out that sleep is one of the most important parts of that formula, that those people who develop some kind of a chronic disease or have the symptoms of chronic diseases like hypertension or high-end insulin levels that's kind of prolonged states of sympathetic arousal, something like that, whatever it is. But then different people respond to those in different ways. So we are completely unique, every one of us. We are individuals with different kind of DNA heritage, also how our body responds to our lifestyle. So all that plays kind of a complicated picture. But the main thing there, anyhow, was that this prolonged imbalance between the load and recovery is causing those symptoms, but later on it becomes those diseases. And our driver was to help people avoid those. And also kind of burnout is one of the indications as well. So the mental and physical reactions of the body to your lifestyle. Sleep became the kind of a cornerstone of the whole thing, because it's the most important part of your life where you recover from your daily mental and physical strain.
Isn't that just the reality of current society, though, right? Is more load and less recovery. Everyone wants to take more coffee, more pre-workouts, more stimulants, and nobody pays any attention to taking the foot off the gas pedal and using a little bit of the brake before they go to bed, doing things to mitigate the inflammation, doing things to propel better sleep. So your technology is really diving deep into giving people a way to quantify the amount of time spent in each phase. I think that's very valuable. So before we get into, I'd like to talk about the usefulness of each phase, and we can discuss that depending on how much you know about it. But I want to look at the technology, right? So how does it do it? There's some talk that people were wearing watches, and you guys suggest that a ring is a better technology. And can we talk? So let's first talk about how exactly is it measuring what state of sleep that I'm in?
Yes. So the reason that this is a ring is not just to have a new form factor or just because ring is something as a form factor itself, but the main reason is to get access to those biosignals that has most meaning. They provide meaningful, kind of profound details about your physiological responses of your body. So how this differentiates from basically all the other wearables that say measuring heart rate, we don't just measure heart rate, but we measure the pulse wave form and the pulse amplitude variation. And the pulse waveform, the amplitude variation is actually a reflection of your blood pressure variation. And then from that, we derive heart rate variability, So we measure also in milliseconds accuracy, we measure the time between the heartbeats. So we get all the HRV-related parameters as well, but that's only one derivative. Also, breathing frequency, breathing rate, those are derived from this pulse wave information. So we, the ring takes 250 samples per second Wow. of your pulse wave. So it actually draws an exact your pulse wave and all the variations happening there. And those reflect completely through the autonomic nervous system. They reflect what's happening in your body, and depending on the context. So while you're sleeping, for example, then we can derive very accurately all the sleep stages from that. Also, we combine the body temperature reading, which is actually 0.07 degrees centigrade resolution. So it's like sleeping with thermometer under your tongue. Mm-hmm. And also another, of course, it's all the movements. But anyhow, this pulse wave dynamics, that's the most important reading. And the characteristics, what's happening there, that reflect the sleep stages. So how much deep sleep, how much REM sleep, how much light sleep you get, and the wakefulness moments. So those are the most important kind of findings.
So is that how it's all gauged, is on the blood pressure and the pulse? Because I don't know how you guys are reading the whether it's REM or deep or light. Is that how it is?
Yeah, so the infrared light in the ring. Yeah. So there are the sensors down there, infrared sensors, and they access the arteries. Okay. So on each finger, we have two arteries on the palm side of the finger. And like pulse oximeters in the hospital, we access the same way arteries directly. So we don't kind of read actually how most of the wrist devices, they just kind of measure from the color changes of your skin. But we access the arteries directly and read from there. So we get this pulse waveform variation and all the dynamics related to that. And that is the main reason why this is a ring. And another reason being a ring is that the measurement, it's not enough if it's accurate, but it must be so comfortable that you continue wearing it for a long time. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise you can't get this trend information of how these changes happen and how my body responses change if I do this kind of a change in my lifestyle. So that's one of the key things that you can validate your kind of interactions, what you do with your body, kind of different kind of tests or interventions, whatever it is.
So one of the things you brought up there is the word accuracy, and I think that's very important to listeners, is, you know, like, how accurate could this possibly be? And I know you guys have done quite a bit of research and have some data on comparative analysis.
Yes. So during the nighttime, the pulse measurement is the same accuracy as ECG. Wow. Both heart rate and HRV, they've been validated against ECG, and it's 99% correlation. And also, this is the only product in the marketplace that has been independently validated for sleep measurement. So Stanford Research Institute in California, they did completely independent validation research already more than a year ago, 1.5 years ago, and they their results indicate that this is by far the best sleep monitoring device in the marketplace, and actually one of the only ones being able to detect also REM sleep accurately and deep sleep amounts. So, and also that it resembles the real measurement every night, so it is not filtered in any way, or we don't kind of just get the data and then try to fit it into some kind of a pattern from the textbooks.
Right.
This is actually a real measurement, which is all the time kind of validated against polysomnography in the sleep lab.
Amazing.
The best possible gold standards.
Really, really good. So I've actually, as I told you before we got on the call, I've been switching back, you know, to speak about what you're saying there. I've been switching back and forth with my dad. So My dad's been in town, and I've been trying to see how he's sleeping because I'm trying to improve his body composition. I'm switching back and forth, and so I find as though, you know, so what my assumption was that maybe the Ring's software would start to, you know, I think you guys talk a little bit about the Ring will get to know you and get to know your patterns.
Yes.
But I've literally been switching back and forth between my dad and I, so all the readings we're getting, I noticed the readings to be accurate, but the information you're giving is like, hey, you need to sleep a little bit more, like, because he sleeps more than me, and, you know, so it's very interesting to see how we switch back and forth from, you know, person to person, what the information we're getting in the Ring. It's very accurate, you know, it's you know, so I check his heart rate first thing in the morning, compare it to the Oura Ring. It's I check mine as well. Check body temperature. Those are things that I'm tracking to try to quantify his nutrition, my nutrition state, how well we slept, and then also to give validity to the Ring. So I can say unequivocally it's accurate.
Yes. And actually, it's not so much kind of recognized that how important it is to have your reading of your body temperature during the night. It tells also a lot about your recovery state, and also that when you reach the lowest body temperature, but also when you reach the lowest resting heart rate, they indicate about how well you've recovered just from your recent whatever you did. Basically, from physiological point of view, the physical and mental load are both load. So normally it's a combination of both. But for example, some people, if they, like one of my co-founders, if he exercises a lot late in the evening, let's say 8 p.m., he basically loses his deep sleep completely. But if he does his CrossFit training at 5 p.m., then it actually increases his deep sleep amount. So we are unique in that sense that what's the body response to whatever you do.
That's what I was going to ask you. So, you know, noticing my deep sleep seems to happen really early in my sleep cycle and my REM sleep happens late, whereas my dad is actually the opposite. He seems to get more REM early and more deep late. Any reason why you think that would be?
Normally, when you are healthy and balanced, it's exactly as you get. So. Our body optimizes its functions and sleep also that way that you get first enough of deep sleep, and then the rest of the night you get more REM sleep. Mm-hmm. So the physical recovery is kind of prioritized by the body. But in case of your dad, if he gets REM sleep right after getting the sleep, then it's an indication about sleep deprivation. Mm. So or jet lag, so his
circadian
rhythm is somehow misaligned.
Amazing. So a few other things that I want to look at with the Ring is technologies that you're looking to advance. So you talked about the oximeter, pulse oximeter that they use at the hospital. Is that something you guys could consider putting in the Ring? Because I see tremendous value in that from an athletic performance, because what I really want to do, you guys don't necessarily promote this as just as a sleep ring, right? Or because it has benefits during the day. So I'm thinking from a performance aspect is like, if I knew my relative oxygenation during the day during performance, it could be a massive benefit to my overall ability to quantify and qualify my training regimen. Is that something you guys are thinking about doing?
We have been investigating that ever since we started a few years back, but so far we haven't kind of found good enough use case for that. So if you are a normal healthy person, then your blood oxygen or blood saturation, oxygen saturation situation, it doesn't actually change that much. There is a reason for it to change.
Sure.
And so the most applicable case would be the sleep apnea detection, but even for that we can actually see it from the other signals. So and this is not the medical device, or at least not yet.
Right.
So we don't want to go to that area yet. So but anyhow, we can detect them, and some of our coaches Alex Fergus, for example, he has been able to help his coaches to find out these kind of problems in their sleep and suggested them to go to sleep lab and then find out that they have sleep apnea. So it has a huge effect on their recovery.
From an endurance athlete perspective, though, I was thinking like, you know, training at within an oxygen deprived state, you know, looking at things like that. My brain is shifting into that kind of thought process.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's a different thing, and that's a specific use case. But we haven't gone to that yet because there are that kind of things that we should actually have also visible light sensor LED on the ring to measure blood oxygen saturation. So we didn't actually want to have that because then it may be disturbing.
I'll tell you that was one of the next questions. One of the reasons I chose to switch away from the wrist, watches and the wearables was because of the LED. And I actually noticed a difference in decreasing my sleep. And I was very concerned when I picked up the Oura Ring. So, and one thing I know you guys mentioned on your website is that when the ring detects you going into sleep, it actually turns off all Bluetooth technology. Can you talk about that? Because I know a lot of people are going to be concerned with. I'm very much an advocate of eliminating all EMF, eliminating all light signals in your room. You know, let's talk about that a little bit.
Yes. Yeah. So the ring automatically switches off the Bluetooth whenever it doesn't have a need to communicate with the app. So basically, the longest period of sending something is when you wake up in the morning and you sync with your sleep data. The ring does all the calculations, so all the sleep algorithms are inside the ring, but then delivering the data and the insights to the app, that happens in the morning. So over the period of the whole day, the Bluetooth is on maybe a couple of minutes only altogether, because there's no reason. The ring is a standalone device by itself. It doesn't need the connection. And during the night when there's no movements, then it switches it off. And there's also this flight mode that you can switch it off completely if you want during the night.
Right, and I was going to ask that because that was one of my thoughts is if I can turn it off completely, but the ring still gathers data.
Yeah, it complete because it's a standalone device, so it has its own processor, it has its own memory and everything. So it's basically it is a full-featured computer itself. So it doesn't need any other device to work. So basically the app is only for showing and visualizing the data.
Who's your ideal demographic? When you created this ring, who were you talking to?
First of all, to those people who are in that phase in their life that they start to recognize those things as we discussed, that they start to recognize that, okay, I don't recover so well anymore, and still I would like to perform as in the level that I've been performing, whether it's in your work or whatever it's your ambition in your life, also athletics and so on. But this product is not a simple product in that sense that it requires from you as well. So it kind of you need to be willing to kind of self-reflect. You need to have a want to become more self-aware that what's happening in your body in relation to your lifestyle. So therefore our target audience is let's say 35 plus, both male and female, and this kind of optimizing performance, whatever is the kind of a driving force in every individual's life. So helping people to be at their best in whatever they want to be.
I think anyone who's ever taken something to adapt their sleep, so if you've ever taken something to help you sleep, if you've ever bought a mattress because you thought it was going to improve your sleep, or a pillow, or if you ever woke up tired in the morning, this is the type of technology that's going to allow you to quantify your results. So if I'm taking magnesium before bed, how do you know? How do you know if it's helping your REM sleep? How do you know if it's putting you in a deeper sleep? Or how do you know if you're in light sleep the whole night? Or how do you know if you're constantly being disturbed? Anyone who has sleep apnea, massive. Like all these things are such massive implications that allow you to quantify, hey, I actually did this and I moved the needle, I improved my sleep. Rather than just aimlessly and blindly wasting money on attempts to mitigate poor sleep.
Yes, exactly, and also appreciating the fact that we are all unique. We have our own unique lifestyles as well, and also our unique body responds to our unique lifestyle in a unique way. So so we want to respect that fact, and also further develop our product to really personalize everything to every individual. So it's actually the things that we measure are deep into the biology. So not only just your sleep quality, but also your kind of body responses, your chronotype, your circadian alignment. So anything, what's happening in your autonomic nervous system or central nervous system when they are talking to each other, basically your brain and heart. So how this dynamics is staying in balance in the middle of all the hassle of your normal daily life. So that's what's intriguing for us, and that's where we want to help people to provide meaningful insights so that they can find out more about themselves in that context.
So the applications for improving sleep are very obvious. Like, it's going to tell you how much REM you're getting. It's going to tell me how much deep sleep and light sleep you're getting. What I'm very curious to dive a little bit deeper into, and you brushed on it, was HRV and resting heart rate. Because that's very relevant, and a lot of my demographic may not be so aware of really what that is and how to check it. Most, you know, they may know what it is as far as their preparedness for exercise, but how exactly does the ring measure? And you know, one of the things where my brain is going is, are you guys actually taking all the data from all these people that have your ring and use your app, and trying to create some type of standardization based around, you know, where the optimal time for your lowest peak heart rate is? You know, these are the things that I'm very curious about. So let's say my lowest heart rate last night was 43 at 2 a.m. You know, how does that correlate with my preparedness for exercise? Are you guys creating data that you're gathering from the app?
Actually, yes. Yes. So all the data goes to the cloud as well. And we are providing the cloud-based web UI tools as well to dig deeper into the data. But in any case, there are certain aspects that we can kind of group people based on their biology. So one of them is this chronotype. So are you evening person or morning person? And actually there are at least two other chronotypes. So in relation to your chronotype, is your circadian alignment right? So simply said, do you go to sleep at the right time to get the most optimal time, most optimal quality of your sleep?
And you're basing this chronotypology on when someone gets their deepest sleep?
Yeah, deepest sleep, and also when you reach your lowest resting heart rate, but also most importantly, when you reach your lowest body temperature during the night. Mm-hmm. Normally it's in the morning hours, about 4:30 or something. So we humans are all within few hours of window in that sense. And that's one of the most important things. So it's a combination of those things. You get most valid body temperature measurement if you know how you slept before, and also how active your day has been before, when you went to sleep and how much deep sleep you've got before, and so on. So all that data accumulates as a very kind of thorough picture of your biology and physiology. And then we can reflect back to you that what are the things that you could do in your life to be better aligned with your uniqueness, with those things?
What's the most unique thing you've discovered since being the creator and owner of this company? Because I could see so many unique possibilities and applications in improving quality of life, improving sleep, testosterone, all these things. What's the most unique thing you've found?
Yeah, we have learned plenty of different kind of things during these years when we've been developing and helping people all over the world. So I must say that in the beginning, we didn't know how important this body temperature is, actually. And also, you can't find insightful scientific papers either, because it wasn't easy to measure on continuous basis. But also the same applies to the sleep quality. So majority of all the sleep science is based on one night measurement of polysomnography measurement in sleep lab. And all the specialists, they agree that no one sleeps well in the sleep lab. So having similar kind of accuracy measurement in normal daily life context as a long period of time, that has brought us lots of insights that how different people's sleeping patterns actually are. So how unique we are also in that sense, that and also that how this kind of a generalized guidance, how non-applicable it actually is.
How much sleep is actually necessary? So obviously we hear 8 hours from all your data. So the reason I ask is I'm looking at the app right now, and I've got a total sleep score of 83, and you guys are obviously basing that on a number of factors. You know, for my information and the listeners, how much REM do they need? How much deep do they need? How much total sleep do they need? Those are relevant questions, I think.
Yes, those are all related to your kind of lifestyle and how much load you have, physical and mental load. So there is no that kind of it cannot be generalized, at least not too much. Let's say simplified kind of approach is that if you have, let's say, good enough amount of physical load in your life, if you exercise, you have enough of that, then you will have better deep sleep amount eventually. So you load your body enough to get enough deep sleep. And then the mental load is kind of reflected as the amount of REM sleep. So the more mental load you have, the more REM sleep you normally see. So that's kind of a, if you are healthy, normal, let's say, you don't have any serious diseases or something like that, that's the case then. So every kind of chronic diseases or chronic fatigue or that kind of things, they will change. They change the this kind of assumptions or interpretations. But in normal case, that's how they correlate.
So is the ring measuring the times that I'm awake simply by movement, or is that by blood pressure and heart rate as well?
Yeah, it's a combination, always combination of heart rate and movements.
Fascinating.
And sometimes also the so it's not only heart rate, but the all pulse waveform dynamics. So it's much more characteristics there than just the heart rate.
Are you guys getting involved with any research with any companies to determine what actually is or are some of the best strategies to improve sleep?
Yes, we are working with plenty of university hospitals and in different contexts, not only in sleep research, but also like in Parkinson's research and also getting even deeper into the functions of sleep, that what happens in your brain during your deep sleep. Mm-hmm. So it goes deep into the this kind of in the brain. There is no this kind of lymphatic system as elsewhere in the body, but there are certain kind of methods in the brain that help kind of a clean away from the toxins.
Yep.
So that functionality is there's research ongoing around that, and we are there to help them to detect the deep sleep phases and so on, and then correlate what's happening in the brains. And heart rate variation there is also in the important role, and the breathing variance and that kind of things, because they actually, along with the heart rate variation has the meaning in this cleansing of your brains during the night. So in that kind of research we are there.
One of the questions I had from, I had a few questions from my followers. One of them I had was, what is the difference? And I know the answer, but I'll let you answer. What's the difference between the colors of the rings? Because when you go to the website, some people are uncertain as to whether or not there's a difference.
There's no basically difference in the functionality, but it is just the outside finishing of the product. So like I'm wearing now both mirror black and matte black. I'm continuously testing everything, and also the third color is the Arctic White.
Are you wearing two, so you actually can test if it's different on one ring finger versus the index finger, or just for
yeah,
for
also
aesthetics?
So different software also, right?
Oh, really?
So we are continuously developing, so I can compare all the time the one which is in the App Store and the other one what we are developing new features, so I can compare.
Can you spill the new features? What are you working on?
Yeah, so one of them is related to these chronotypes and the recognition or detection of your chronotype, and then personalizing the messaging even more, applying to you uniquely. That is completely unique in the marketplace. No one is doing that currently, and no other product has the capability. They don't have the biosignals to do that. But so that's something, and that's exactly from the perspective of improving sleep. And then there are some other things that we are working on that you will see later. But anyhow, we are pretty intrigued about all the feedback that we are getting from all our users, and continuously try to improve the user experience of the product.
So I know another thing you guys speak about as one of the uses and applications is just in, you know, tracking your activity for the day, tracking the number of steps. Is that something that I can get real-time data in on your app? Because I don't see that option. Or is that something you guys are looking at? Like, I'd love the opportunity to, like, be able to train and look at my ring during training and see what my heart rate is doing. So if I'm doing high-intensity cardio, for example, to see when it comes back down. I'd love to be able to check blood pressure. I'd love to be able to check oxygenation, like you say. Are you guys looking at doing any real-time data? Because right now it's the type of thing where I have to go to my phone and kind of update the or upload the new data, right?
Yes. So we are, and we've been investigating that part all the time, and we didn't want to go to, let's say, to the same arena that there are multiple companies like in the marketplace who provide the experience for measuring your exercises. But we want to bring more meaningfulness into those as well, so indicate how quickly you recover between the sets or after your exercise or that kind of things. So we are testing those, and also kind of recognizing the kind of recovery moments during the day or kind of restful periods of your day. So those actually ring already measures all those, but the app doesn't show experimental apps, they've been showing that information for several months already. So we are kind of validating that how those moments where your body should kind of get rest, how well your body is kind of recovering, and how well or how you can combine that information to your readiness data, or if you take naps, how you can combine that with your sleep data. So having kind of 24/7 view on your rest and recovery, that's something that we are working on.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for is, you know, I get great data on my sleep, and now could I track what my heart rate is doing throughout the day, what my blood pressure is doing, what my body temperature is doing? That'd be so useful. And I know some of those watches do it, but like I said, with the LED, and maybe that's a necessity to do the real time, but the large LED on a wrist, I've absolutely unequivocally noticed a discomfort in my wrist when I put those things on for any extended period of time. So I've completely developed an aversion to them. So this is why this is my only tracking tool right now.
Yes. And also that our approach from the very beginning has been that we want to have our own, all the use cases that we kind of promise the ring to do. We want them to be meaningful, and also that we want them to be validated, scientifically validated. So therefore we are kind of very careful to bring new features in, because there's always huge amount of research back there, and validation work, and in best cases independent validation on those things that what we claim. So even though this is not a medical device, we actually treat it as a medical device ourselves. So everything what we show and what we kind of tell through the app, we want it to be validated scientifically and meaningful from the user experience perspective. So therefore we are not urging ourselves to those use cases that already have, there are already solutions in the marketplace, measuring your heart rate during your exercise. So we don't want to just go to that market, because you know the positioning in the marketplace, especially for a small company like us, is hard if we kind of just go with the same features or same use cases as the big players.
Completely agree. So, and to be honest, it's a very reasonable expectation to ask your customers to say, hey, just put it on before you go to bed, leave it on your nightstand, put it on before you go to bed, take it off in the morning. Because if you get into people training, then you have to look at maybe improving the durability of it. You know, if you're going to be people doing CrossFit, people doing pull-ups, you're going to break, it's going to chip, you're going to have more returns. There's definitely a lot of considerations. I'm just trying to be selfish and think of how I can most effectively use the technology.
Yeah, there's and still to mention, there are some unique features in the activity tracking of the ring. So we want to kind of help the user to build the balance between the load and recovery all the time. So all the contributors, you see that form the activity score. There are 7 different contributors, and they have they are from one day, or they are up to 2 weeks of data combined that helps you let's say avoid sedentary lifestyle, and also allow enough time for recovery. And also the unique feature is that every morning you get a different daily target for your activity level as miles or kilometers, walking equivalent, depending on how well you have recovered during the night. So that is the important differentiator. We don't drive every user to reach 10,000 steps every day, because there is no science behind. We want to give you the target which is aligned with your recovery level and your personal capabilities.
Yeah. How accurate do you think it is on measuring steps per day?
Steps measurement is kind of a secondary from our perspective, because like if you take a male like yourself, for example, and you take a female who is shorter than you, the step, one step means completely different thing for each one of you. So that's one of the reasons why this 10,000 steps, it's completely something which is not meaningful. Yeah. So you should take 10,000 steps, but then the female should take 12,000 steps to have right. The same effect on their body and from calorie perspective. So actually we measure and concentrate on measuring your calorie activity calorie expenditure. Mm-hmm. And then these steps let's say it's in the level of the best devices in activity trackers, but we actually would like to get rid of steps, because it's not a right way to indicate to the humans that how they should move. It's more like the most health benefits come from being active every hour. So avoiding sedentary lifestyle, and also stay active over the whole day, but then adjusting the intensity and timing based on your unique physiology and biology, and your circadian alignment, chronotype, and so on, and also the recovery level.
So you're saying the ring is accurate for total number of calories burned in a day?
Yes, definitely, yes.
Oh,
it
wow.
is.
Okay.
We have validated that also against the you know, there's the mask that you attach. So in the maturity of the different kind of activities, we have
like
validated
a cart type thing.
Yes, exactly. So it's from the calorie consumption perspective, and also that these activity calories that are indicated in the app, they don't include your metabolic calories.
Okay.
So if you compare to Fitbits or whatever, they include also during that time when you are active, they include your metabolic calories that you would burn anyway, even without being active. So your body maturity of the calorie consumption is happening anyway in your body during the day. So the if you look at the total calories in the app in the morning, it's kind of an indication to you that this is going to be the total calories if you don't do basically anything particular. You just move in the normal level, just walk. But if you don't do some exercises, then this is going to be the result for the day. And the activity calories show only the activity burn during the activities, not including the metabolic.
Wonderful. Patera, I think that you've developed one of the best technologies we've seen ever, most useful for anyone in athletics. And I know you know that. And I know you guys have a ton of athletes and professional people from every walk of life backing your product. So congratulations. Keep doing awesome stuff. You've got a lifelong advocate. As long as you guys keep doing the scientific stuff and you know, giving me very, very accurate data, I'll always be an Oura Ring wearer. Thank you for your time. Where can people find the Oura Ring if they want to pick one up?
Yeah, so they can go to our website, www.ouraring.com, OuraRing.com.
Yep, and they can also find all this information at the show notes at benpokulski.com/podcasts. And I will absolutely link to your opportunity to pick up an Oura Ring, and you guys can see the transcription as well as anything else you need to know about the Oura Ring. Thank you very much, guys. Have a great
yes,
day.
Yes, and we can do also the code for you.
Oh, okay.
10% discount code or something. Perfect. On your name.
People would love that. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you.
Join us on BenPokulski.com to learn the cutting-edge techniques to take control of your body, your brain, and create your greatest life.